My Zenith project, in short, was to create an online store. I uploaded my work on 2 different websites so that they can be sold online. I created packaging, which included labels for sticker packs and pin sets, circular stickers to embellish packaging, and custom shoebox designs. I redesigned old business cards I had made before so that they could advertise my online store and match my overall theme better. I designed and ordered pins to sell as well. I designed a sticker set and tried to have the Cricut die cut the stickers. Getting the Cricut to work was the most challenging part of this project, and although I did successfully cut 2 sticker sheets, I'm not sure I would consider the whole endeavor a success. I also learned how to work with polymer clay during this project. I intended to make 5 or 10 repeated designs and 1 big sculpture so that I could experience the different ways polymer clay is used. During my experiments, I learned I really liked making small one-off pieces, and I'm still working on my workflow and working to improve my techniques with oven-baked clay. I hand-painted shoes before the project started and intended to sell them on my store. I'm going to continue working with polymer clay and painting shoes even after this project. I will also continue running my store and add to the products I am creating to sell and market my art. I decided to create an online store and create products to sell because many artists I see online have their own online stores, and I wanted to create one as well. I knew it would be a huge time commitment, and I knew that if I could dedicate school time to creating a store, I could create a higher quality store and higher quality products. My research process helped me pick which online stores I wanted to use to sell my work on. My research paper allowed me to jump into my project without worrying about if I picked the correct store to sell on. I researched all the online stores I knew of that applied to my project. I researched what the sites actually do, what they claim to provide, and what people say about them online. For example, Etsy gives people a platform to sell their products online and search for niche items. Etsy advertises itself as a global marketplace for handmade and unique goods, but people feel like it is oversaturated and full of manufactured goods. During my research on how the community feels about sites, I discovered more niche sites that people used as alternatives to the larger sites. Although my project did not require a lot of collaboration, Fiona Householder's Zenith project was to put on an event. I offered to run the merch table and sold my wares at her event. The event was slightly different than I had expected, and I didn't end up selling anything. But the experience was helpful nonetheless. I received feedback on my work, and Fiona agreed to buy a pair of shoes I was currently working on. If I could do the project over, I would have looked into more different ways on how to die-cut stickers instead of getting so fixated on making the Cricut work. I feel like I've been taught to never give up, but the real lesson I learned was give up if one plan doesn't work and find a new way to do what needs to be done. I also would have tried to make enamel pins as well. My critical thinking and problem-solving skills improved the most, since the Cricut presented unique challenges that I have never faced before. MSP was also unfamiliar with the product, so I had to solve all the problems I encountered on my own. Since communication and collaboration weren't integral to my project, I don't feel like I learned as much about them as I learned about the other 21st century skills, and therefore did not improve as much. I will continue to add to the Redbubble store I created in the future, and I will open up an Etsy store once I turn 18. I will continue working with polymer clay, which I learned how to work with during this project. I will continue to use my business cards I created and continue adding to my product list and continue letting my brand grow. I will also remember that Cricuts don't cut stickers the way I want most of the time and don't work with glossy paper. I need to redesign my stickers to have larger bleeds so that they will be easier to cut. I think I was very successful in integrating my own passion, since I completed a project I really wanted to work on, as well as discovered a new medium that I really enjoy working with. I feel like I did not have enough time to elevate my skills. The improvement of skills takes a lot of time, and I focused on teaching myself new skills and new techniques. For example, I learned how to work a Cricut and learned how polymer clay behaves, but I did not have enough time to see noticeable progress. I do believe I created my most successful freestyle project when I created my Zenith. I feel like my Zenith had the most successful parts of any project I have done before. I created so many different things for my Zenith, and each one was successful in its own way. All of the other freestyle projects resulted in just one thing, like a book or a video, but this project resulted in many different successes. My presentation was average. I was unsure of exactly what a Zenith presentation should be, and when I asked, I received vague answers. I was told that I needed to practice and dress nicely. The one content-based suggestion I received was to mention what I had issues with, but I feared that I would dwell on my own setbacks too much and undermine my own successes. I ended up just making a slideshow of all the physical things I had made, which was redundant since I had all the physical things to show. I was under the impression that this year's presentations would be like last year's senior Zenith presentations. Last year, the seniors mostly just showed off what they had made and explained why they made it the way they did. I clearly should have focused on the why more than the what of my own project. Questions after my presentation were mainly about my thought process when creating my pieces, since I left most of that out of the presentation. I was ill-prepared for the questions people had for me, and I would have probably changed all my answers if I could redo the presentation. I was asked what I made during the Zenith project, since I mentioned I did some work beforehand. I tried to list everything I did during the project, and obviously forgot some things. I should have said that I did the designing and planning of what I made ahead of time, and spent the whole Zenith producing products. That would have made a much more concise and accurate answer than just listing all the products I made. I was asked specifically about my design process for my shoes, which I had not thought about in depth. And if I had been asked about my design process for anything else, I would have been equally unprepared. I should have taken the time to think about it when I was planning the presentation, but since I didn't, I will explain my design process now. I created an online store because I felt like it was the logical next step to try to get my artwork out into the world. Two of my shoe designs were for a Vans Customs contest I entered freshman year for my commercial art class. One pair was created for the prompt art, and one for the prompt skating. The third pair of shoes was a recreation of the art pair that I made freshman year. The fourth pair of shoes utilizes and is based off of motifs I enjoy wearing, like flowers and the colors red and purple. The paper dolls, pin designs, sticker designs, and business card designs were all originally conceived and mocked up using Photoshop and Illustrator in a summer pre-college program I took at the Maryland Institute College of Arts, MICA, this summer. The character designs predated the pre-college program and represent fictional characters that were the main characters of fake TV shows. My business cards utilize my favorite colors, purple, blue, and green, and overlapping geometric shapes. I thought the motifs of either purple, blue, and green, or overlapping shapes, could be reimagined in many different ways to create branding for myself and my products. Then I used an online service to order the buttons to be made with my art on them. The stickers I printed myself and tried to cut using the Cricut. I quickly learned that I will need to make changes to the design to make it possible to reliably die cut the stickers, but I felt I didn't have time to redesign them. The packaging was based on the colors in the sticker sheet and utilized similar overlapping shapes to my business cards. The shoebox designs use the same colors, overlapping shapes, and font as my business cards. I was inspired by the packaging of other small artists I have bought art from online with other aspects of my packaging. One artist, for example, had their own logo on small round stickers that embellished many different types of packages they sent out. I wanted a similar type of sticker, so I used overlapping shapes in familiar cool colors and my initials to create a versatile logo sticker that didn't need any custom die cutting. The polymer clay pieces that are swords are small models of the yellow sword on my sticker sheet, and the large scale sculpture is of the purple haired girl on my sticker sheet. Polymer clay ended up being a versatile medium that I enjoyed using for my own personal projects, as well as for making gifts for others. I found that medium and baking time surprisingly intuitive, and I am continuing to practice and improve my workflow when making clay creations. The value of being given time and resources to pursue something you care about and really enjoy doing is unmatched. I wish schools emphasized the pursuit of learning about what you loved more and focused less on general standards. Being able to do what you care about and what makes you happy is so wonderful that I have problems putting it into words and equating it with other experiences. It gives so much purpose to school, which often feels like we're just given work to do since the standard requires it.